Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, Mr. World Series at all costs.
Not all.
Not all.
Some costs.
Is there any like realistic scenario that you'd be willing to trade both Salas and DeVries? You want to keep DeVries.
There's always a deal.
I know there's always a deal somewhere out there. But I mean, Crochet is the top trade.
It's mostly, and honestly, because...
And you wouldn't give up both those
because
guys
he's affordable. You know, he's affordable. And that's attractive to me. And his stuff is very attractive to me. He's left-hander. Obviously, there's injury concerns, but managed the right way, he is unquestionably an ace. Unquestionably. Like, take the ace in your mind, and he's right there next to him.
Cease King... Crochet, Darvish, Sasaki. Does sound like a formidable starting rotation.
Yeah, who moves to the bullpen in the playoffs, right? Crochet's not, I'm not doing it. But I mean, seriously.
We spent days
probably
talking
Sasaki,
about...
Sasaki, right. With his 102-mile-an-hour fastball and innings probably limitations, but...
We've spent days now talking about like Blake Snell and how, yeah, even if he wants to come back, like you'd have to get creative on a contract. He's going to command some significant money, put you over the luxury tax. Crochet and Sasaki, that costs you a couple $1 million and some prospects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The left-handedness of Crochet is also appealing for a very right-handed heavy starting rotation. It's another reason why Blake Snell is an appealing target. To break up your right-handed starting, you know, nasty pitchers with a lefty in any series. You can't just totally go left-handed to fight against the Padres if you can pick up a left-hander.
So. Right. Yeah, I mean, look, this is the fun part of just kicking around dumb ideas. So I'm happy if A.J. Preller is able to go out and get creative. But you do need... I don't want to say the thing anymore where it's like, oh, well, we need bodies. You know, we need bodies. We need bodies on our adult team. The Padres need some impact-type players. How they're going to get them, it's above my pay grade. I'll tell you that right now. But you can go over the luxury tax for not a huge penalty, right? So I think that's something that you absolutely have to do. What's that going to net you? I don't know, but it needs to be somebody in the rotation, and you need another bat.
Diesel has the ultimate hypothetical, Woods, for you. Salas and DeVries for Paul Skeens.
Done.
You do
it. I love Paul Skeens. Could you imagine?
I don't know that the Pirates would immediately say no to that.
I don't know that they would say yes either.
I don't know that they say yes, but I don't
they
know
that
they say no.
Ask each other. They'd send it to the group chat, be like,
do the Pirates think they're winning in the next 5 years with Paul Skeens or not?
It's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy to think Paul Skeens is going to be a Pirate for the next 6 years.
That is crazy, isn't it?
I love Paul Skeens. I mean, and, you know, it's cool for him now, but, man, it's just, are they going to get any better? You know, he's going to make them better. Certainly, he's going to win his starts, but...
I don't think they'll trade him now.
I don't think they would trade him.
He'll be really, really good, but they're not going to be a good team.
Adam says he's legitimately untradeable. Yeah, I mean, he could be one of those guys. You're like, there's no effing way.
All right, do you really feel like he's going to play out his entire 6 years of control with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Or ultimately, as they get closer to free agency and they know, we're not winning, we can't afford him, they're going to trade him at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to trade him at some point.
Yeah.
It won't be now, but it'll be eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what the Pirates do.
Yeah.
That's just baseball, too, now. I mean, you either get locked up to a long-term deal after, you know, years one, two, or three.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he sees the whole... I don't think he gets traded.
You're
I don't think he sees the... Yeah, Gerrit Cole got traded for the Pirates. Remember that? I mean, think about that, bro. Think about if they're, you know, the free... If it was you go and you sign, you're drafted by a team and you stay with that team. Think about what some of these teams would have on their rosters right now, ours included. I mean, truly, it'd be remarkable. And I think, you know, the hard part of the job is evaluating those guys that you want to make sure are there in 10 years. Have we done a great job at that? Not necessarily, you know, but we need to get better. Jackson Merrill, I think, is one of those guys. You look at him and you go, oh, yeah, I'm not moving him. He's my center fielder.
Hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Hello, Jackson. And you build around those guys. But yeah, you're talking about a team that traded Gerrit Cole.
I mean, it seems like infinitely more likely that Jackson Merrill is with the Padres for the long haul compared to Paul Skeens and the Pirates.
Correct. It's a matter of time. He's pitching out his stint, man. That's what he's doing.
All right, Paulie, if you would, take it away.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Paulie.
So, yeah, we teased it. I saw some people in the chat talking about it. Friday night on Netflix, we've got the latest... I don't want to really call it a celebrity boxing match, because I do think it's a little bit more than that. We've seen those over the years, recently especially. But Jake Paul, the streamer who's become a boxer, a legitimate boxer now, he has taken on 58-year-old Mike Tyson. They are getting into the ring at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, here in Dallas.
Here in Dallas.
And, it's pay-per-view, technically, because you do have to have Netflix.
Okay.
I think a lot of people probably do have a Netflix account, or at least have access to it. If you have Netflix, this fight will be available to stream live on Friday night. You don't need to pay anything extra. And I have no idea what the odds are. I have not looked that up yet. But Tyson is promising old Iron Mike. He said... Mike Tyson vows to bring devil himself into the ring versus Jake Paul.
I've seen the training videos from Mike Tyson. And somebody made the comparison. Remember Rocky III? When Rocky had gotten a little bit too big for his britches and he was fighting Clubber Lang, who was like the hungry upstart. And Rocky's in kind of doing his like light training. Jake Paul had somebody hitting him in the stomach and he's laughing. He's drinking something like a, I don't know, probably a Prime. While she's punching him in the stomach, and he's laughing, having a ball. And there's old Iron Mike overdoing what he used to do.
Right.
And it looks nasty.
I just pulled up the betting odds.
Okay.
Right now. Who do you think's the favorite?
Tyson.
No.
He's 31 years younger than...
31.
Jake Paul is -260 to win.
Holy
crap.
Mike Tyson is +207.
Makes me feel like the fish.
Bet $100 on Tyson, the actual like champion, former champion boxer, who's again 30 years older. $100 wins you $207 right now.
I mean, you don't see a lot of elderly boxers. That's not a sport that longevity is something you ever expect. George Foreman was the one guy who boxed later into his career, but not 58.
He had like 13 kids. He had to. He didn't have any choice.
I broke my back.
Until he came up with that grill. And he had to fight until that dumbass grill, which was the biggest scam. I had one.
Do we know how much each of these guys is making for the fight? Has that ever been publicized?
I don't know. It's not in this current story that I've got pulled up. More quotes from Tyson. I'm bringing the devil himself to the ring. There are no feelings attached. My own mother should be careful if she has to get in the ring with me. When it's over, it's over. But while the process is going on, my intention is to hurt him. I hope he has the same intentions or he's in trouble. I guess I'll just ask. Any interest? You guys have Netflix accounts. Will you watch at all on Friday night?
Not opposed to.
Yeah, I'll watch.
It's the spectacle of it. I mean,
I got my kids.
And who are you rooting for?
I got my Hannah's out of town, so I got the kids. I'll watch. And I mean, I guess I'm rooting for convicted felon Mike Tyson. I don't know. I mean, this is a horrible question.
So you're saying it's a bigger crime to be a YouTube star than actually to be Mike Tyson?
I don't know, man. I really don't like Jake
They're
Paul.
They're both clowns.
Yeah. I don't know. Just want to see a good fight. And I think Jake Paul's a pretty good fighter. From what I've seen, he's got skills.
I think I with him, a it's ton. A lot of... I think the argument is, you know, who has he beat? You know,
right.
Who has he fought?
I mean, he's fought some UFC guys, but they're, you know, they're not boxers, but they're tough guys.
I mean, I have seen people say, like, look, I mean, technically, like, all the...
Pretty good?
He's a pretty sound fighter. He's put in the work.
Will Mike Tyson have enough speed at 58 to be able to actually land punches? I don't doubt that if he gets one in, it'll have some force behind it.
Yeah.
The question is Jake Paul just going to be too
young,
quick and vibrant. young and vibrant to just avoid? I mean, if I'm in a ring with Mike Tyson, my one focus is just avoiding
don't get killed.
Avoiding the punches. And that could end up with kind of a dull night.
So I looked it up on a Bleacher Report. It said, neither the promoters nor Netflix have publicly revealed what either fighter will make this week. However, Jake Paul back in August said he was, quote, here to make $40 million and knock out a legend.
$40 million for Paul, $20 million for Tyson. Wow.
Yeah, Jake Paul's definitely making more. He's actually the draw here, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. This is a good point. I think that's what they're trying to cash in on, a turn of viewership, but I have a hard time believing Tyson isn't being paid to lose. $20 million for a 58-year-old, you know, former champion. You're like, all right, take a dive. $20 million. Done. It's life-changing money.
What if Tyson wins? And then has to skip town really quickly. Some blueberry pancakes?
Pork belly?
Has to go back and get his watch.
Yeah.
Before he leaves.
Where did he hide that watch?
Your father. That's your birthright.
And I'll be damned. I don't know. Yeah, I'll watch. I got the kids. What time? Here's the thing. What time do the undercards and stuff start? Like 7?
Let's see.
I'll be asleep.
So, yeah, I'm definitely not watching any undercards.
Well, I mean, I guess one of the undercard matches is the two best female fighters, and they're supposed to be. It's supposed to be an amazing undercard.
No.
Main event, ring walks, approximately 7 p.m.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah. Maybe I'll let the kids watch.
There you go. Yeah. All right, that's
Mom's
it.
Out of town.
That's it for the sports here today. Up next, you know, it's holiday season and everybody is marketing their toys for Christmas shopping and all of that. And, well, one of the biggest brands out there, Mattel, in a little bit of trouble. One of the biggest movies and toy sets out there this year is Wicked, the new movie coming out with Ariana Grande starring as Glinda.
I've seen the stage show.
Hannah's going to see it in New York.
Wicked.
Yep.
There you go. Well, if anybody out there is looking to buy any of the dolls that come from Mattel, just be a little bit careful because it was found out that if you bought like a Glinda doll that comes in a box, plastic wrap and all that, somebody noticed on the back next to the barcode.
Saw this.
That it said, let me see here.
Don't scan the barcode, Ben.
No. Be very, very careful. It says here, Universal Studios LLC, all rights reserved, you know, all the legal copy. And then right above the barcode, it says the website to go learn more information about the toys and the movie. Only problem is they left out a very important word in their URL. They wrote on the box, printed on toy boxes, www.wicked.com for the movie Wicked.
Makes sense.
Problem is... That is not the website that'll take you to the movie for.
Put it in your work computer.
I'm not going to put it in my work.
Just do it. No. Just so you can see research.
Unfortunately, they forgot to put www.wickedmovie.com. Wicked.com is something very different, and be very careful if you don't know what that means. Be aware of your surroundings, I guess, when you check.
It's like if you had a toy that was a piece of corn, and you put corn tub on the back, right? So that's the vein that they're going in. It's an adult film website.
That's an interesting phrase.
Yeah. It's a good movie still, but just not the movie you were expecting to see, as Johnny said. Yes. Still very entertaining.
Have you seen this movie?
No. Probably.
I mean, people were rightly so pretty upset. I've never gotten a toy and thought, I need to look at the URL bottom.
You're not a kid in 2024. The other day, Bo was like, scan that code on some commercial. I'm like, I'm not scanning that code.
Somebody said
get locked into something.
I was so excited after I bought this toy from Mattel, went to Wicked.com to see more products, and I was not met with the Wicked movie.
As Tyler says, you can probably still find a loving story about two close female friends on that site. It's the same thing. It's just different.
I would say that that's fairly accurate.
Yeah.
All right, and then finally, a bit of a controversy. We were discussing this at like 5:30 this morning. People Magazine, right around this time of year, they always come out with their Sexiest Man of the Year magazine issue. And like last year was Patrick Dempsey. I remember we photoshopped Ben's face onto that because he was completely robbed and snubbed of that. Yeah. But this year, I thought a very controversial choice, John Krasinski.
I think it's the least controversial choice. I think it's a very safe choice, but I think it's controversial because I don't see anybody. I don't really picture him in that way. Do you, Ben?
No, he's more of a
like a guy next door.
Yeah,
more like Ben,
the guy in the cubicle next door.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, like it's Jim to me, but he's not unattractive. By any stretch.
No, he's not hideous.
No.
But are you telling me he's the sexiest man alive?
There's a lot of men alive.
I mean, Giancarlo Stanton exists. You can put him right on the cover. He's, in my opinion, the sexiest man alive, I think.
Sexier than Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh, it's tough. Different kind of sexy. But both very
sexy. It's Fernando Tatis Jr.
Both very, very sexy.
But people say that funny is sexy.
Is John Krasinski funny?
I would think that that's his career, is being funny. Hmm. Starred in a lot of comedic roles. It's a dry sort of humor.
I'm thinking of like...
It's a dry pick.
I'm just thinking of like actors,
Tyler Wade,
Hollywood.
Beautiful, yeah.
I mean, Glenn Powell is in pretty much every movie that was made in 2024.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy. We were looking at some of the names of the winners in the past. Like, Ryan Gosling's never won.
What?
That seems ridiculous.
He's a handsome SOB. Good actor, too.
Is it unfair that so many older gentlemen now are being named sexiest man? Is it unfair to the younger guys out there who would like to be the sexiest man, just aren't old enough to be the sexiest man?
Yeah, I think, you know, the older we get, guys like me.
I mean, the average of the last four sexiest men in the world is right on 50.
Hope for us yet.
50. We're not even there yet.
I feel like I'm sexier now than I used to be. Don't you?
Oh, I'm definitely.
Yeah, you definitely are.
100%. Sure. There's no doubt about that.
So, all right.
I have to source their thoughts on all of this.
Who's
Mrs. Reindl?
Oh, yeah.
She goes, there was a lot of rumors, a lot of conversations in the last few months about people thinking that actors have been paying to become sexiest man for People Magazine as a way to kind of reinvigorate their career.
They had to buy plates at a luncheon.
And like Patrick Dempsey, for example, last year, he hadn't done anything in years and just out of nowhere was the sexiest man. Like,
look at me. I bought four plates. I'm in.
Right.
Yeah, Tyler, good point. Surprised it wasn't Travis Kelce. Correct. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Wasn't his brother last year was one of the finalists.
He was a finalist. Yeah. Benny Blanco was nominated. And you know who Benny Blanco is? He's a music producer. He was also in Dave. He's dating Selena Gomez. not your traditional sexy man, but he's really, really funny. And I think that goes a long way. I would have taken Benny Blanco over John Krasinski in a heartbeat. And somebody actually made a picture of you, Ben Higgins, as Benny Blanco. And I sent it to Paul.
Ben E. Blanco.
Yeah, Ben E. Blanco.
Yeah, let's get some hair
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, Paul.
That's Adam. That's old Adam.
Yeah, that's old Adam
right there.
Yeah.
So if we can buy this, let's buy it next year.
Sexy, the sexiest
man alive.
Threeness alive. Just the three of us. Fine. Yeah, they never do athletes. It's always actors. No musicians either.
It's always an
always
actor.
An actor. Idris Elba is a good.
This People magazine.
He should win
that's
it.
Their
he should
wheelhouse.
Win it every year. Idris Elba.
I think when I was looking at the past covers, Blake Shelton was on that list fairly recently. So.
Oh, that's right. Well, he's on TV.
Actors. Yeah, I guess.
He's the least sexy human being on the planet.
Yeah, last year, Patrick Dempsey. Before that, Chris Evans. Paul Rudd in 2021. Michael B. Jordan in 2020. John Legend, kind of an actor, but definitely more of a musician.
Musician.
Idris Elba. Oh, Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
They should have scouts going out everywhere. Like, hey, you know what? We found this guy in Fresno. Yeah, Garrett Smith. He's 27, and we've decided he...
JH619. Blake Snell. Blake Snell over Blake Shelton. I'll tell you that right yeah. now.
See, like, okay, 10 years ago. David Beckham, Chris Hemsworth.
David Beckham.
Channing Tatum, Ooh. Bradley Cooper. Like, those are all names you're like, yeah, I get
yeah,
it.
Get it.
And John Krasinski. I'm like... Really?
I feel like most of these people have abs, which is definitely
yeah,
yeah. Ryan
a
Reynolds,
stumbling
Hugh Jackman,
block.
Matt Damon, George Clooney.
George Clooney, still he could get it.
He could absolutely still win it today.
Skip Schumacher, 100%.
Sex on a stick.
Sex on a stick, according to all the moms at Travel Ball. What a nickname! Can you imagine somebody say, "Oh, Ben Higgins, sex on a stick"? Fantastic.
Sexiest man alive.
I need money, says John Legend. Looks like a baby and a grandpa mixed. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He does, too, doesn't he? He looks like a baby and a grandpa mixed.
It's not a bad mix.
We
got to take a quick time out. We'll come back. We have prizes to give away. Unique prize, I can tell you that, in our next segment.
There's and, Benny Blanco if you're watching us on YouTube.
And we've got a list of the pitchers available. And it's a long list. I mean, there is plenty of arms on the market for the Padres to pursue. Jeff Passan's got his rundown of everybody available in this free agent class. We'll get to all that coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys did not want to play the audio from the Hawk Tua podcast that I found and tweeted last night.
I tried to get through it.
You can't, can you?
And I was unable to actually find like a usable segment.
It's 3 minutes.
Fuck.
It's 3 minutes long, and I would never go listen to it. But do you realize it's the number two podcast on the planet?
Okay? That what I was trying to listen to is number two on the
Fuck.
Planet.
Do it.
Correct. Behind Joe Rogan, It's Rogan.
That's actually encouraging. Because
Hawk-Tua. It's called Talk-Tua.
Who are the other people other than Haley Welch?
It's an objectively good name for the podcast.
It's the only good part of it. Talk-Tua is brilliant. I don't care
who's with her. There was a guy.
So that's,
and then there was another girl who was off on the side.
The girl, I guess, is her co-host. She's on it every week.
Okay.
But their special guest this week was her her Pookie. The guy that... The Pookie that she talked about in the video. I love you, Pookie. I miss you. And they revealed. They did the big reveal. And homeboy has never talked to anyone, I think, in his life. I'm amazed he ever had found a woman that would French kiss him because he's got nothing. So he's like, is there anything you want to say? He's like, not really. How about you? No, not really. It's 3 minutes and 12 seconds. It was the most excruciating. And I thought, do we play it on the air for science? Or people
I mean, picture
mad.
Fourth hour most days.
That's true.
But that's good. I mean, that means our fourth hour, which is always the hardest, is essentially as good as the number two podcast in the world already.
You gotta give him that huck to and spit on that thing.
It's absolutely
Hawk Tua.
I think we have to play some.
Fair enough. All right, Paulie can call it up. Yeah. This segment of Bennett Woods brought to you by
on my Twitter.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce with a rich blend of spicy and tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. Just a quick update. So Andy, guy I follow, covering the Tyson-Paul match. He says, guys, Tyson was KO'd and then quit in his final two fights against nobodies 20 years ago. He's now almost 60 years old.
All right.
Jake Paul isn't some random dude from a gym. This isn't going to go well. That's the anti-Tyson counterpoint.
Okay. That's fine. Hence the big, you know, that's why everyone's betting on Jake Paul.
There it is. There's the reasoning behind it.
Yeah. I don't follow it. I just know Mike Tyson as Mike Tyson, and I know that even if he was 78 years old, I'm not getting in, and I'm not.
I think you can argue that maybe he's gotten a little more motivation in the last 20 years and put some effort into this preparation that could make it a little more even, despite the age discrepancy.
I just would not. I mean, he's Mike Tyson to me. You know, bulldog, straight up, like rip your face off. There's no way I could ever imagine getting in the ring. But I'm not Jake Paul either. Jake Paul's well built and put together and knows how to fight. What are we hoping for in this? That's the thing. It's like usually when I watch a fight, there's an outcome that I'm rooting for. I don't know what it is, so it kind of makes the fight not that exciting. And could it go 30 seconds? Is it gonna? What's it? Right. Three rounds? Like, is it? Do I want it to go the distance? I don't know.
We talked about it a few minutes ago. Both problematic guys,
yes.
Tough to root for.
Correct.
If Mike Tyson wins, you're watching a 60-year-old man knock out an obnoxious young former, you know, streamer guy.
Right.
If Jake Paul wins, you'll never hear the end of it. You will never.
I beat Mike Tyson. I think for good reason. I beat Mike Tyson. Yeah, but he was 60 years old.
What is anyone ever cheering for in a fight?
Back in the day, I had somebody I was rooting for.
I've never really been a fan of any particular boxer.
I loved watching Mike Tyson.
I mean, I want it to play out like a movie. I want one guy to get like knocked down, like barely get up at the seven or the
Rocky.
Eight count, and then come back and win and knock out the other guy. Almost never happens in an actual boxing fight.
You never had a favorite fighter?
Once you've gotten knocked down and you barely get back up, you're not coming back to win that fight.
When we were kids, like watching Sugar Ray Leonard fight, oh my God, Oscar De La Hoya, like all the those were when fights were fights.
I would watch and root against Floyd Mayweather.
That's fair. Yeah, Tyson Holyfield. I mean, what was better than that back in the day? Who were you rooting for? Do you remember?
Probably Tyson back
too.
In the day.
Me too.
Spinal.
Oh, Drew just nailed it. I forgot about this dude. Lennox Lewis.
Badass.
God, did I love watching that guy box. Yeah. I loved it. Wonder how he's doing. Handsome.
Given the track record of aging boxers, probably not well.
Yeah, not good. All right, coming up next, Hawk Tua.
All right, Hawk Tua, first, though, you've got an opportunity right now to win a family four-pack of tickets to the first annual Del Mar San Diego Reptile Expo this weekend at the Hilton San Diego Del Mar. Get your tickets at CentralValleyReptileExpo.com. Would you ever have a reptile as a pet?
Absolutely not. You know the answer to that.
What if it just stayed in its glass case the entire time?
Because it could get out.
An iguana?
An iguana.
No. Would you?
No. I mean, in some ways, it's like the easiest pet.
Fish is easiest.
Well, that's essentially a reptile that swims. A fish that walks is a reptile.
But I don't have to feed it like flies and stuff.
You know, it's probably a little reptile food. You can. I mean, I don't want to feed anything mice. Really? Well, if this is for you, 833-288-0973.
Yeah, for you guys.
833-288-0973. Head on down to the Reptile Expo this weekend at the Hilton San Diego Del Mar.
What a sell job.
Sorry.
Phone lines are lighting up.
People want to see snakes eat mice, apparently.
They do.
And we'll come back with an excerpt of Talk to a and some MLB free agent pitchers next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so Paulie's been previewing, trying to come up with an acceptable clip of the number two podcast.
I was
going to
just play it straight from the clip that Woods sent over, but said, hey, I did not listen to this. Do they curse?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
And I made it about 30 seconds, and I'm like, oh, can't say that. So.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a sociologist, as you know. I like to just see a lot of different things. And I thought I would share it, just so you know what we're up against in this great nation of ours. Number two podcast in the world.
Hang on, real quick. Everybody turn off your mics.
Yeah, you're fine there.
Okay.
All right. This is the big one. This is the big reveal. No one knew who this guy was.
I feel immensely dumber having sifted through a minute 20 of this already.
I made it 312. It's 312 is the clip. I made it the whole way. But
I'm halfway there.
We're not going to subject you to that.
Right? Okay. You guys just want to get a little taste of it. Here we go.
Are you guys ready?
Talk to him.
I thought I was supposed to say hello, everybody, first.
Now, is this the beginning, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
This is the very start of the podcast?
I thought I was supposed to say hello, everybody, first.
I guess that works.
What am I supposed to do from there?
What do you mean?
What am I supposed to say?
That's
right
okay.
There?
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry. That was great. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. How are you feeling?
Are you nervous?
Not really. Are you?
A little bit.
You look a little nervous.
Do I?
Yeah.
Is my cheeks red?
Very.
It's the vodka.
Yeah.
What you got going on over there, Chesty?
Kobe, you're not nervous in like the slightest bit.
Not really.
Really?
Not at all.
You're a liar.
I swear.
I'm not going to lie. My a** is gripping the seat right
now. I can tell.
Well, did you ever think you'd be sitting over here?
No. But then again, for a while, I didn't want to be.
Right.
Because I like my little small town life. I don't like being around a lot of people.
That's understandable.
Yeah, me too. But now look where I'm at.
Yes. Where you're at.
I like your sweater. Who got you that?
My mom.
It was a nightmare. It's just a like straight up nightmare.
Kind of match the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Well. Hello, everyone. This is Pookie. This is Kobe right here. This is my hot piece of ass I drag around with me every day.
I know I've had some bad shows in my days. I thought to myself last night, it's never been that bad. We've had some bad breaks.
I like your sweater. Who got you that?
Yeah.
My mom. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Kind of match the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everyone.
It's so sports, bro, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's her sports moment.
Hello, everyone.
I really hate to be judgmental of what you produce. It's not easy to produce a podcast or a radio show.
It's art, right?
It can be very challenging coming up with topics and carrying on a conversation, even for a short amount of time. And I don't want to be judgmental of what people choose to listen to and how they want to enjoy their time. Maybe they find that relaxing.
Hey, I like your sweater. Hey, who got it for you?
But you
my
know what?
Mom. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to break with polite Ben for a second and just say, it was just awful.
I know, man.
That is objectively awful.
Start of the podcast.
That's it. That's like, supposed to reel you in.
Even like the what do you first want to talk about?
Yeah.
It was just so.
How you doing?
How you doing? Nervous?
No.
You imagine we get on the air tomorrow? All right, ready to get your heads right on a Thursday. Paulie, that's a nice sweatshirt. Who got that for you? My wife.
I'm just kidding.
So, Welcome to the show.
Is there any way that this may be the most brilliant podcast of all time?
I know you are always looking for the next level
comedy. I'm always looking for the next level of comedy. And that, to me, could be... Maybe, but I think it's just genuine. I think they don't have anything to say. Adam says, how many episodes have they done? A lot. I can't believe a company sponsored them. Yeah, not only that, but she's like, it's the number two. She's making tons of dough. Like, I consider myself a decent broadcaster that can spin a pretty good yarn and engage an audience. She's making 50 times what I'm going to make this year. And I'm happy for her. Good for her. But it also stings a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It stings a little bit.
I mean, you can sit here
stings a lot of it. What are you talking about?
Rail against where we have devolved as a society, that is considered mass entertainment for everybody.
Give me some more. Now I need more.
You want more?
I want more. Why not?
Well, hello, everyone. This is Pookie. This is Kelby right here. This is my hot piece of ass I drag around with me every day.
Nice to meet everybody.
I'm just kidding. He is a hot piece of ass, though. What'd you get to say? Anything?
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yes, happy birthday.
Shout out
to you. Yes.
Yeah, not so easy, is it, guys?
Oh, God.
It's rough.
All right, can we get into these questions over here?
We'll get questions.
All right, Kelby. What did you think about it when you saw the first, Hawk Tua video? Excuse me, Hawk Tua, since I don't say it right anymore.
Pause. I didn't really.
Dub J nails it. It's about the anticipation of what she might say is the allure. That's the allure of the show. They're talking about it, so they're doing something right. Yeah, you're right. Continue. How long can we go?
I didn't really know what to say. I just know that I woke up one morning.
We know.
To a Snapchat from you that said, you're going to see something this morning that you probably don't want to see. Just disregard it. And then I opened up my TikTok, and there it was.
Glory hole.
There it was. Glory hole.
I swear to God, I'm going to start listening.
Glory hole.
I'm going to start listening.
To this. There it was.
So there's actually a kernel of an idea there.
Glory hole.
How did that one moment on video change these people's lives?
That's
fascinating to me.
That is really fascinating.
One tiny moment on one video has completely changed the course of now multiple people's lives.
Yeah, this guy's like, oh, man. Here I am.
He didn't do anything at all. He wasn't even on the video. Now his life is changed as well. For no reason really whatsoever.
The sweater bit is what gets me every time. Did you get that sweater?
Mom?
I'm just kidding. It's really, really interesting. It's interesting in the fact that it's so uninteresting. Does that make sense?
I like your sweater. Who got you that?
My mom. I'm just kidding.
What a prankster.
Oh, Pookie.
Incredible, dude.
I like your sweater. Who got you that?
My mom. I'm just kidding. Take it back.
I take it back.
Kind of match the Christmas tree.
Oh, it's so bad, dude. It's starting to make me sweat.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, man.
Are we done now?
Yeah, we're done. That's it. That's all I can handle.
For the love of
when
God.
You know when Ben gets you, you know you've messed up.
Let's check traffic, and we'll wrap things up here with a little bit more baseball talk on the other side here on 97.3 The Fan. I was actually surprised when I counted the number of pitching arms that are available here. Jeff Passan has a really nice primer on the off-season availabilities,
Ben,
here.
Shut up.
So here's the list, and we'll start from the top. Most coveted pitcher, Corbin Burns, then nine-figure arms, Max Fried, Blake Snell, Jack Flaherty. Upper middle-tier starter, Sean Manaea, Yusei Kikuchi.
Jack Flaherty is a nine.
Maybe.
Oh,
it's right on the. He says right on the verge, on the edge of a nine-figure contract. Might not get it, but it put him in that category. Then next tier, Sean Manaea, Yusei Kikuchi, Nick Pivetta, Nathan Eovaldi, Luis Severino. Then short-term bonanzas, Walker Buehler, Shane Bieber, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander. Short-term rotation players, Charlie Morton, Matthew Boyd, Tomoyuki Sugano, Michael Lorenzen, Frankie Montas, Jose Quintana, Andrew Haney, Shinosuke Ogasawara, John Means, Wade Miley, Trevor Williams, Michael Soroka, Alex Cobb, Ross Stripling, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, Spencer Turnbull. I mean, there's got to be a couple of arms there for the San Diego Padres to go. I mean, there's plenty to go around for once. It's actually not a great market if you're a pitcher. There's so many pitchers so available right now. The trick is which ones are going to actually have decent seasons and which ones are going to be complete busts that are a waste of money, because got to figure that a good portion of them probably land in the bust category for next year.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, the reclamation project is something that's interesting to not only, you know, not only the San Diego Padres and their budgetary constraints, but I think it's attractive to a lot of teams, man. If you get the right guy in the right spot, Ben, and like you mentioned, Soroka 0-10, but still has stuff, right? That people think that they can work with, and teams think that can translate being in the right situation. And I have a lot of confidence in the guys that help our pitchers out, you know, led by Ruben and the rest of the staff there, Ben Fritz and all those guys, man. They've done a really good job on some reclamations, and they've done a good job on some players that you had to be a little bit careful with. And I mean, they've done a brilliant job in that respect. And so, yeah, it does open up more possibilities, doesn't it? Like you do have that feeling like, okay, yeah, maybe we could take a flyer on somebody for $1.5 million. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily have to spend $8 million to get a guy. Well, when a guy for $1.5 million can help you eat those innings that you need him.
You know, I wouldn't think that pitchers never come cheaply, but when that was like 30 names, that's one for every team
100%
out there. They're all going to want to land somewhere. They're all going to want to get some sort of contract and get paid. The question is picking the right ones. And that doesn't even include the trade targets. We spoke a lot about Garrett Crochet. Sonny Gray is on the trade market from the St. Louis Cardinals. Luis Castillo. There's other arms that can be had. So there's plenty of pitching out there. The question is, can you find the right pieces to plug into the Padres rotation?
Yeah, who do you want and what can you afford? You know, somebody mentioned earlier in the chat, they said, well, nobody's going to do anything until Sasaki makes a decision or whatever. And I think it's the opposite. I think Sasaki is one that every team's going to shoot for and make their pitch, but it's going to come down to three teams, and let's be honest, maybe only two teams.
If I'm Roki Sasaki, I want to wait as long as possible, not only to dip into next year's bonus pool, but also I want to see what the other teams are doing this offseason before I make my choice. Why not have as much information as possible? You're not getting a bigger contract.
Correct.
You're simply trying to pick the best place to go. So I want as much information as possible about who my teammates are going to be, you know, how well set up for success is that team for the next few years, and what they do this offseason is going to determine that. So one of the reasons why I think aggression is perhaps a great strategy for the Padres here, in that it will help them recruit Roki Sasaki.
Yeah, potentially. And you see what the Angels are doing? Feels like they're the only team out there making moves right now. They're going to try to beat the market.
Yeah, backup catcher though is a game changer.
But Solaire, they've already made trades. Yeah. They've made moves. They're going for something.
All right, Annie and Elston are coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning for the Thursday edition of Ben and Woods. For Paulie Rindle, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.